This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Free Talk Live.
Free Talk Live. You're welcome to join us. 603-283-6160 if you want to weigh in on any of the topics we discussed, or maybe you have something else that's on your mind that you want to talk about. 603-283-6160 is the number to do that. With you tonight from the Free Talk Live studio, it's Aria, and joined via remote,
Mark Edge.
And Mark, you brought in this story about when it became just sort of taboo to think and speak freely. Is that right?
Yeah, it's things seem to have changed a bit here in America, and things aren't the way that they used to be. Interesting.
Change is not necessarily a bad thing.
Nope. It's not necessarily, but I think that the way that we shut down each other's thoughts and thinking has gotten out of hand. I mean, like, there's just no, everybody's evil if they don't agree with me, basically.
Well, there certainly is a segment that thinks that, right? But I associate with a fair number of liberals. Some of them are outright socialists, and they're willing to tolerate my deviations from, you know, the mainstream left positions. Right, I'm a hardcore, I would say hardcore capitalist, but when it comes down to it, I'm a free market voluntarist. But, you know, that's still drastically different from the worldview that your typical LGBTQ person is almost required to espouse. You know, you're supposed to be a Marxist. How can you support Black Lives Matter and be a trans person if you're not a Marxist? So I have heard rumors of, you know, this segment of the population. I've certainly encountered that to some extent, but by and large, I don't think the problem is as bad as it's generally made out to be. At least in my experience.
Now, I know a lot of the people that I know on Facebook in real life, and these people believe what they say. And yes, absolutely, they can, you know, it's shutting down of the thought process. Whatever you're saying is wrong, because I've heard from my handlers out there on the interwebs that it's wrong, and you just can't talk to them. I mean, you can be friends with them in some cases, but you can't talk to them, talk reason to them.
You're right, and I saw this as well regarding the whole critical race theory thing. Just people irate about it, and by and large, when I asked people what it was, they couldn't answer. They just knew they were upset about it.
Right. Critical race theory isn't terribly well defined, out there at all. Like,
no,
on
but
one
if you're
side,
going to be
like,
upset
how
about
come
it,
you don't support black people having the same rights as everybody else? Well, of course I do. That's not what critical race theory is. That's just, the standard issue equality. And, you know, and then on the other side, it's like, yeah, but, they're taking over and we're all going to be on cattle trains soon. Well, I'm not sure. Maybe, whatever.
Libertarians will be.
Right. Libertarians have been named. They may very well be on the cattle cars. It was Brennan, actually, former CIA chief.
Is that what the guy's name was? I could never remember it. The one who said even libertarians were going to be people they went after?
Yes, and even libertarians, right, was the quote.
I don't think they'll put libertarians on, on the cattle cars. I think they would rather just put a bullet in the heads of the libertarians. I mean, you're not going to get libertarians.
Cattle cars is obviously a, an illustration as to what could happen, but when I look at this case with Free Talk Live, where I just watched the Friday bail hearing of Rich Paul.
Thursday.
And Was it Thursday?
It was.
The Thursday bail hearing of Rich Paul. And it appears as though they're holding him unlawfully. They are now determined that they may be holding him unlawfully. So they've given themselves a week to figure out whether they're holding him unlawfully. I mean...
Well, it seems to be... It seems to be based
it's on... It's kidnapping to hold somebody unlawfully. And nobody's going to go to trial for that.
Yes. Well, I mean, it seems to be based on how a previous precedent is can be interpreted. I watched the hearing as well. From what I could tell, a lot of it went over my head. Once they started talking about F1 and F3, and it's just, dude, I don't know anymore. This is beyond the purview of my expertise. But from what I could tell, it was something about this precedent that the attorney looked into, and it turned out not to justify the detention, which was weird because it was the precedent that the prosecutors had actually put forward as argument for detention, if I understand everything correctly. And
you mean the law enforcement officers don't read the law?
Well,
fascinating.
I don't know, right? It was all very confusing, and, you know, for a while my eyes glazed over because I just kept hearing, you know, these numbers and terms thrown at me that I didn't know what they mean.
It looks to me like Rich Paul's going to get out, and they have 2 points that they failed on, and nobody's going to pay for it. Nobody's going to be held responsible for it. And I mean, Rich Paul's name is nobody. That's hilarious. None of these officious bureaucrats are going to be held responsible for breaking the law, even though they will hold you responsible thoroughly. Rich Paul's being held on a white-collar crime, a paperwork issue.
Yes, that does appear to be the case. It's all very confusing, and I don't want to characterize it any particular way. I mean, people make mistakes, right?
Well, yeah, I get it. They make mistakes, but when your mistakes have to do with, kidnapping people, which is what we call incarceration under any other circumstance.
We actually talked about an article here on the show recently that, you know, it really highlighted that point. It was regarding the Whitmer attempt to abduct her or kidnap her, but it was the people were attempting to arrest her in actuality. Very,
right.
Very interesting to have seen that level of lucidity from a mainstream news outlet.
Right. Kidnapping is an unlawful detainment of another, you know?
So the difference between kidnapping and arrest is what someone has written down
badges.
On a sheet of paper.
Yeah, it's badges.
But it can't be badges because, as you just point out, the badges can unlawfully detain someone.
Oh, apparently not. Are they going to be charged? Who watches these watchers?
I don't know, and I'm certainly no fan of the police, but I will just say, you know, people make honest mistakes.
If I went to this prosecutor's house and I took her and I held her for a week unlawfully, they would put me in prison for the rest of my life, and rightfully
yes.
so. This
sure.
prosecutor, on the other hand, unlawfully holds the Liberty Hobo, for a week. No problem. Well, make mistakes happen. No. People should be held to the standard they hold other people to, and these violent, crazy lunatics need to be held to their own standard, at the very least.
So tell us about
this. Put a few cops and put a few prosecutors and throw a couple of judges in prison for a few years for mistakes, and then suddenly maybe we'll have motive back in crimes.
Well, it certainly does seem to be helping to hold police officers accountable for, you know, some of the murders they've committed. I know that a large number of police officers have resigned in light of the Derek Chauvin trial and the fact that he was convicted for murder. And, you know, a lot of them are resigning because, oh, no, if we're going to be held accountable, I don't want to do this anymore. I don't want to be held liable for actually, you know, choking someone to death on the streets. I'm just doing my job.
Well, I think that what you're probably seeing more of is people just aren't as interested in going into policing as they were. And
that's also a good development. You know, it raises the question of why aren't they interested?
Well, I think police have been misused for a long time. And maybe now we can get better cops and use them better. We'll see.
Maybe. I mean,
but I don't have a lot of hope for America anyway. I wish you all the very best.
Well,
I don't have a lot of hope.
You're in America right now, so... I don't want to be.
I don't want to see it burn.
I want to see New Hampshire
observing things.
I just want to see New Hampshire secede from the federal government. To me, that
good fat luck.
Well, good luck with everything, right? But that's what I want to see. More coming up here about free thought and free speech. 603-283-6160. It's Free Talk Live.
Yes, the pandemic is coming to an end. Restrictions are coming to an end. But body aches and pains never seem to end. That's why you need to click sunny-bay.com for the best sleep you can get. Sunny Bay's legendary products can help, like our lavender stress-reducing products, locally sourced and handmade in the USA. Or try Sunny Bay's award-winning pillows for traveling or extra neck support while sleeping. No need for pills or expensive chiropractic visits. Our neck support pillows are that good. Sunny Bay is a homegrown small business, but our products are designed and rigorously tested based on your demand and feedback. And they make great gifts for mom, dad, or anyone. Find Sunny Bay products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, or at sunny-bay.com. And right now, get free heat patches and a belt with any purchase. So remember, Sunny Bay heating pads, neck pillows, and stress-relieving hot or cold wraps. As restrictions come to an end and you get back to work, do it the healthy way with Sunny Bay.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Amazon customer: it's amazing. I just ordered my second bottle. In 1 month, my blood pressure dropped significantly. I no longer get chest pain after I exercise. The reviews are spot on. My target is to get off of BP meds, and if it keeps going like this, I see a light at the end of the tunnel. Amazon customer: Extendivite works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. Amazon customer: excellent herbal formula. I've been using it to keep my cardiovascular system fine-tuned. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach, at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
You can stick it to the man and big tech. Join our FTL social mastodon at social.freetalklive.com.
It is Free Talk Live, 603-283-6160. If you want to join the discussion, that's 603-283-6160. With you tonight, It's Aria and Mark. And, Mark, you said during the break that you want to discuss New Hampshire secession. Now, this is a topic that we're heavily interested in here on Free Talk Live. Personally, I've pledged up to $2,000 in order to support the New Hampshire secession thing that's going on right now that Dave Ridley is working on. The way that it's worked out, there are three of us, and each one of us, fun enough, is contributing $666. So you don't seem to be a fan. I mean, you like the idea of secession, but, you know, you're realistic. I know it's also not going to happen, right? I know it's not, right. At least right now, it's not going to be successful. But it gets the ball rolling. It gets people talking. And, you know, the more we normalize the idea, the more people hear the idea, the more normalized it will become in their minds until it doesn't sound so crazy. The first time people hear it.
I'm fine with talking about secession, but, I mean, you know, I'm just as interested in secession as I am in leprechauns leaving a pot of gold in my toilet. I mean, like, this is just not going to happen, okay? And the idea that we parade this out for libertarians.
I disagree, Mark.
Okay.
Let me interrupt real quick to say the very first person who ever said the story of the leprechaun was just considered completely crazy. And now you use the leprechaun in reference to, you know, a fictitious creature. But let's not forget, people did once believe in leprechauns. And at some point, someone came along and just fabricated this story. And they probably sounded crazy the first time. But people said, no, that's impossible.
There was a last night read on Free Talk Live a story that said that basically 37% of Americans support secession under, you know, whatever limited circumstances. I get it. Americans are talking about secession in a way that they weren't before. And Free Talk Live can take some credit for that because Free Talk Live's been around for 20 years now, and we've talked about every secession at every opportunity. But two Federal Bureau of Investigations raids on my studio has convinced me that New Hampshire is not a bastion of liberty, that, you know, that it doesn't matter moving for the Free State Project. When you are successful enough, they will figure out a reason to come after you. I know you're, you know, dealing with this case and it's terrible for you and that sort of thing. I, on the other hand, I come to the conclusion this isn't about them trying to find out whether our computers were used in some dastardly scheme or trying to figure out what the actual legality of Bitcoin is, or maybe some little old ladies got ripped off somewhere, or whatever the situation is. I think that this is the state cracking down on people who believe in freedom. And that's my belief. And I'm sorry, there's 3,000 free staters in the state of New Hampshire at this point?
It's more than that.
Okay, five. What can and what have they done in order to prevent this, to do anything about it? I mean, I don't feel terribly free, and I have gone outside of the United States to begin looking for more freedom. I don't think that this is the land of the free anymore, and I think the reason that we on Free Talk Live continue to say things like, move to New Hampshire, and New Hampshire is going to secede, whoopee-doo, is because we've run out of answers, and we've stopped looking for new ones. The fact is that
I don't know how true that is. I mean, I just got to New Hampshire like a little over 3 years ago.
Let me back up. Well, are you freer than you were in Mississippi?
Significantly so.
How much? In what ways?
Well, I'm not being attacked on the streets.
Okay, so you have moved to a more liberal place, and you can now wear your skirts in public.
Sure.
Right? Okay. I can get gay married, but I'm not gonna. I can ride without a seatbelt on my car, but I'm not gonna. I could drive a motorcycle if I had one, and I'm not gonna get one, without a helmet, and I certainly wouldn't without one. You know, I benefit from all kinds of freedoms that I'll never use, and I pay higher taxes in New Hampshire than I ever did in Florida. And, you know, there's all kinds of myriad. There, by the way, is this, this hidden income tax in New Hampshire that nobody ever wants to talk about. None of the free staters ever want to say that. There's no income tax in Florida. And you could have moved to Key West and you wouldn't have had to shovel snow and you would have been just as free in that way. And I'm not advocating for Florida, although I think it deserves its due during this COVID situation. What I'm saying is I was just standing last week in a place called Morazan City. You can go look it up at morazan.city. That's the web URL. And they're going to be done with 36 housing units in 2 weeks. I was inside the completed one, their little model. And yes, I believe thoroughly they'll be done within a month because
Does
I always
like
Does
this place have any downsides?
Yeah. Absolutely, it's got downsides, but it's free. It's private. How's that? Libertarians can argue about what free means, but they certainly sure. can't argue about private governance, private civil law, private judiciary, private police, all kinds of things that New Hampshire can only dream of. Even if New Hampshire were to secede, it would still be a state. It would still be an organization that claimed a monopoly privilege over the use of violence in a given landmass.
Yes, but it's significantly easier to rein in a government over
you will work
1.5 million people.
To get New Hampshire to secede and fail. Morazan City's free today. Make all the excuses you want. It's free right now. Free in the libertarian sense, meaning it's private. They've got their rules, and they'll decide what you can do and what not, and you can adopt them or choose not to go in, and those are your choices. But don't forget that there's another ZA currently in Honduras called Prospera. There's another one, whose name I forget. It's basically a fish processing plant. But ZAs are popping up. There's three now. There's supposed to be five by the end of the year. How many will there be in 2 years? Also, every one of these ZAs can incorporate other lands, so these ZAs can, ZAs can be created more easily as more of them are created. This whole notion of New Hampshire seceding is silly. It's a waste of time.
Well, the idea that, I would say it's just as much a waste of time to think that any of these, free private cities are going to be allowed to actually thrive and prosper without the governments of the landmass they're in ultimately coming down on them once they become successful and, prosperous.
Very much about ZAs, but at this point, the ZA law is ensconced.
I know that
the
American government didn't keep its little promises to the Native Americans about letting them have autonomy.
Well, the American government is the most powerful organization on the planet. The Honduras government is nowhere near that. It's
no,
about the size of Florida, and with a population about a fifth of that.
Yes, but their population and their relative strength level is going to be significantly more powerful than whatever it can be found in this free private city.
If Honduras breaks the ZA laws, they have to go to The Hague to fight it out in the International Court of Justice. This stuff is written into international law. It's not just something where they can, Banana Republic can just change things up. Oh, well, we've had a different party. It's not like that. This stuff is constitutional and extra-constitutional in so much as it's in treaty law.
I understand that you think that, global government will protect you, but from what I've seen of government, they won't. They will do what they want. And that's equally true of New Hampshire seceding. The federal government would do what they want. What are your thoughts? 603-283-6160. More coming up here about thinking freely and...
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs Generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs Generator and Lung Delivery System at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com. Keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
USA Radio News.
I'm Brad Bernards. The combined state and federal capital gains tax rate in California would rise from the current 37.1% to 56.7% under President Biden's American Families Plan, according to a new study from the Tax Foundation.
As concerns grow regarding the Delta variant spread across the globe, the CDC is reporting drastic increases across the country in the number of people contracting COVID-19. John Brownstein is Chief Innovation Officer at Boston Children's Hospital.
And this model assumes that we're only going to get to 70% of eligible Americans vaccinated by December. So we can change this, right? The model does tell us that if we pick up the pace of vaccination, we can prevent an unnecessary surge. This is especially true, as Janae mentioned, Delta is super transmissible.
This is USA Radio News. The Missouri Attorney General will be suing over mask mandates Monday. USA's Dan Naraki has the story.
Missouri's Attorney General says he will sue the city of St. Louis and St. Louis County for reintroducing a mask mandate for indoor public spaces. Officials announced the reinstatement Friday, citing a spike in the number of COVID cases and hospitalizations from the disease. Attorney General Eric Schmidt said in a tweet that he'd be filing a lawsuit Monday to stop the mandate from going into effect. From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Naraki.
The Democrat-controlled House of Representatives has approved various spending packages that would effectively tear down a long-standing legislative wall between taxpayer money and abortions. In a series of unprecedented moves, Democrats removed language barring funding for abortions overseas and at home, both of which polling has shown to be unpopular with majorities of the American public. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCMteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCMteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Appreciate what we do? Help us advertise, market, and promote for just $5 a month at amp.freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live with Aria and Mark on this Sunday night episode of the show. We're talking about secession here, and I was going to, you know, direct us back to the concept of, you know, free thought and free speech and all of that. But, I mean, we're engaging in that right now because, as you pointed out, secession is no longer the largely taboo topic that it once was, and that's largely because of, you know, Free Talk Live talking about the ideas.
Whether or not, I don't know about largely, but we've been there all along, every step of the way. I don't know what effect that Free Talk Live has on America. Are we the number 25 talk show in the nation as rated by Talkers Magazine? Yes, we are. Does that mean we've been, you know, every step of the way from the Ron Paul revolution all the way through? Yeah, we have. I don't know what Free Talk Live, you know, has caused Americans to think about, but
sure. Well, in part would be a more accurate way to say that. And, you know, do I think secession is likely in the current political landscape? No. But do most people even consider it to be a sufficient solution, even within the realm of possibility, something that could actually happen? I tend to think the average person hears the word secede and either doesn't even know what it means or immediately recoils and think, oh, that sounds crazy. We wouldn't want to ever leave the United States. By talking about it, by, you know, doing things that actually promote New Hampshire secession, we can bring these ideas to people in a way that doesn't sound crazy, and we can get them to begin accepting it so that when things come to a head with the United States, which it's currently doing with inflation levels being what they are and only going to get worse, maybe eventually people will realize, hey, you know, the United States has screwed up and it is going to crumble financially. We need to get away from that before it happens.
I can't even imagine what it would take for a state to secede from the United States Federation. I don't even know how they would go about it. And I've spent a lot of time thinking about this. And the idea of decoupling from, you know, basically the United States government creates one thing. And that's the world's reserve currency. It, you know, puts on order all kinds of weapons and these sorts of things, but it essentially is the producer of money for the planet. And the idea
that... Yes, but that's temporary.
It is temporary, but it's going to have to stop before any state gives up. Like,
I agree.
Mama has to stop producing milk before the babies are going to stop nursing.
I agree entirely, and we see cryptocurrency rising throughout the world to solve exactly this problem of having a reserve currency.
Okay, so let me ask you this. If cryptocurrency exists, and you can decouple yourself from the United States Federal Reserve, why would you stay in America and wait for a state to secede? Why? What would be the reason behind that? I can't think of one. Just
because
stop arguing
because
with these
it's
politicians.
It's where my friends are, Mark.
I got that your friends are there. You're also legally not allowed to leave.
That's also true.
And I
would. That would be
somebody.
An interesting legal question. I'm not allowed to leave. I'm not allowed to obtain a passport. But if New Hampshire were to secede, no passport would be necessary for me to stay where I'm at.
I suspect you'll never know the answer to that particular
legal conundrum. I would never know the
answer.
No, but it is an interesting legal conundrum, nonetheless.
Yeah, so.
But the U.S. dollar, it is collapsing. And I think at some point, you know, people will look around and realize, hey, this system that's going on, it's not sustainable. And this empire is falling. And it would be best if we detached ourselves from this crumbling empire sooner rather than later. I don't know how much the empire will have to crumble before people are willing to make that leap. But there is a certain threshold of, you know, just disaster where people will be like, look, no, we're out, we're done.
So the United States Federation, even if it doesn't make money, is still extraordinarily valuable to the several states and their territories in so much as, and many places around the world which simply don't have militaries or functional militaries because they rely on the United States military to keep order in the world. So if the United States Federal Reserve System crashes down around our ears, and I suspect that's coming because it always does, this always happens when it comes to
literally every time when there's been a paper currency backed by nothing, it's collapsed.
Yeah,
every time in human history.
Yeah, and the U.S. United States dollar has we'll see. It's done better than most, but you know, when you start talking about those naval ships and these sorts of things, a lot of places don't have militaries at all. I'm thinking, looking at you, Costa Rica.
Is Costa Rica in danger of being invaded by anyone?
Not today.
Then what need do they have for a military? Look, you're basically, what you're espousing here is this idea that, you know, if a nation doesn't have a standing army, then they could be invaded at any moment. I don't believe that, you know, let's say New Hampshire secedes. I don't believe that New Hampshire would need a standing army or an army of any sort, because if someone were to invade the free state of New Hampshire, they would find, as the Japanese said, allegedly, a rifle behind every blade of grass.
I'm not concerned about New Hampshire. Nobody's going to try to invade the frozen tundra of New Hampshire.
Oh, it's not that bad, Mark.
I slipped on the ice in my car just a couple of times this year, going out to my car this year. It's not great.
There's ice on the ground during half the year, yes. It is a place where there is a winter, you know?
Yes.
That is a thing.
But
it's not a frozen tundra.
Look, I'm not concerned about Quebec taking over New Hampshire or Vermont, for that matter. That's not my concern. But if I was in, you know, if I was in certain locales around the world, yeah, I'd be very concerned with my members. There's several of the stands over there that are dealing with Chinese encroachment. Ask India whether or not China is, you know, on the move. Ask the Philippines. There's plenty of places that, you know, ask those that are in the Baltic state.
Would the Philippines be a target of the Chinese or on the Chinese radar if they hadn't allied themselves so brazenly with the United States?
Yes, they would.
I don't know that they would.
I absolutely think they would because they're a next-door neighbor. The China wants the South China Sea, and they want control of all of it. And Philippines is currently...
Without the backing of the United States, though, the Philippines would be far more likely to, you know, just cooperate with them. And I'm not saying whether that would be good or bad, but, you know, as South Korea comes to mind, sure, maybe South Korea needs a standing military to protect themselves, but that's because of issues that interventionism and colonialism created.
If we want to make the case that there are only three sovereigns in the world, China, Russia, and the United States, you don't have to argue very hard to convince me of that. You know, I've said it many times on the air here. I'm not looking for any of these organizations to start fighting.
But, no, that would be disastrous.
It would be terrible. But are militaries needed currently on planet Earth? Yeah, they are.
Some places need militaries, yes, because the idea of everyone laying down their arms simultaneously and say, hey, we're not going to fight anymore, that's utopian and unrealistic. I don't think that's going to happen here on Earth. But not every place on Earth needs a military, and plenty of places could secede and not be at risk of being attacked.
Right. So you're talking about states seceding from the United States, or?
Sure. I mean, that's okay. My focus, and New Hampshire specifically. New Hampshire could secede and face no risk of invasion from anyone except, perhaps, the United States of America.
Okay, well, I mean, what I've learned in life is that and 20 years working here on Free Talk Live with my business partner, Ian Freeman, whom I haven't been able to talk to in months because of the state and their little rules. But what I've learned is you can't argue with a zealot. And, Aria, I've made my case that the state of New Hampshire isn't going to secede. It's not going to secede in 5 years. It's not going to secede in 10 years. But Morazan.city and a variety of ZEDEs around Honduras have popped up in the last 2 years. And the advancements for freedom are phenomenal there. And people need to keep an eye on that.
I don't disagree, but I think the collapse of the United States economic system is probably closer than just a decade off. But more coming up about free thought. This is Free Talk Live.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need. Just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
Hey, everybody. If you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing. We've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We've dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. Gets even better. With your permission and with the high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com, and discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away at soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com.
Tech.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in this free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call them toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Our Matrix server is about as free as internet chat can be. Join the existing rooms or create your own at chat.freetalklive.com.
Talk Live tonight with Aria, the New Hampshire secession zealot, and Mark, midlife crisis, the dude. 603-283-6160 if you want to join the discussion. That's 603-283-6160. I want to say thank you to number six, who is tonight's amplifier. That means that number six is in the AMP program. AMP stands for Advertise, Market, and Promote, because it's money that is used strictly to advertise, market, and promote Free Talk Live. So if you value the ideas of liberty, secession, free private cities, building places, uniting people in freedom, and making the world a freer place, you may consider joining the AMP program. Find out more about it at amp.freetalklive.com. It only takes $5 per month. Number six is actually a platinum amplifier, which means that number six is giving at least $25 per month to the AMP program. Check it out at amp.freetalklive.com. We've got Robert, who is listening on WTMA in South Carolina. Robert, you're on Free Talk Live.
Yes, I just wanted to talk about secession. I live in South Carolina, and South Carolina had two successful secessions, but it thought it could be successful with the third one. That's why it went into the war between the states, in other words, the Civil War. But if it had any idea that the Civil War would turn out to be a disaster by comparison to the first two, I really doubt that they would have done it, because it cost us an unbelievable number of dead people. I mean, we had whole sections of South Carolina where only the widows were left in the farms. It was unbelievable. But the reason why they did it, like I say, is because they had two that said it was successful. The first one was that this colony was originally awarded to us by King Charles II to 8 sole proprietors. And then after 50 years, they became a British Crown colony. And then after that, they got out of their arrangements with the Revolutionary War from Great Britain, and then they figured, okay, so we did it twice without too much of a problem, so let's do it a third time and secede from the United States. But that cost them a very high percentage of the population. We didn't have that much population down here at that time. The North had the industry and most of the population, so they had no chance of success, but they were very brave to do it. But they figured that the North wouldn't pursue it. So that's what happened with regard to that. And as far as other sections of our nation dividing up or something like that, I think we have enough flexibility in this country, so that's really not necessary. I mean, the states have state rights. They have their own parliaments in a kind of a way.
Well, wait, the states don't have states' rights. I mean, they were supposed to, sure, but the Civil War kind of put an end to that. In the way that the U.S. government and all of these states are set up, if a state law conflicts with a federal law, then the federal law is null and void. But in the way it actually works, the federal law supersedes state law. So just because your state says something is legal, if the federal government says it's illegal, such as marijuana, then the federal government is the one who, you know, is correct.
Well, we're deciding that right now, and our governor is undecided about it, and he's making up his mind. But I think if he decides no, then it's going to be probably pretty much no. I think that's the impression I get.
But that what is going to be pretty much no?
I mean, no for marijuana.
Right, but like, there are plenty of states, like Colorado, for example, where marijuana is legal at the state level. However,
yes,
it's still illegal in the United States. And if the federal
yes.
government wanted to, it could crack down on these states. It could send
yes.
in the National Guard. It just has chosen not to for whatever reason.
Sure, but Americans
exactly.
aren't really scared about what the federal government could do. You don't see any draft protests out there today, but when they were drafting people for the Vietnam War, you saw a whole bunch of them. So right now, when you can buy, sell, trade, smoke, consume THC and marijuana products in like 10, like a 20%, maybe 25% and rising number of states in the United States, and Americans see no particular problem with this, yeah, I mean,
well, they should see a problem. They should see a problem with that, Mark, because we're trusting the likes of Donald Trump and Joe Biden not to use the power that the federal government has. I don't know about you, but I don't trust either one of them not to use the power of the federal government to crack down on states. Sure, maybe they won't over marijuana because it's a little bit too popular. It's got too much popularity among the masses. However, psilocybin cubensis, would they crack down on states where that has been legalized? Would they crack
How
down
many
on,
are there?
I have no idea. None so far, I don't think. But some cities have legalized it or decriminalized it. Would they crack down on some of these states that have legalized gay marriage? I know George W. Bush certainly wanted to, whether or not he would actually do that. Do I want to trust that to the powers of George W. Bush and his ability to do the right thing? That we have a tyrant in office who chooses not to drop the hammer on our heads should concern us because there is still a hammer on our heads. Just because they haven't done that's not fear mongering. That's a realistic analysis of the situation. The federal government has done it before.
If a state won't stand up to defend its citizens that are doing legal things, how in the world could you possibly imagine that state would stand up and separate itself from the federal government, who give it money all of the time? I mean, right now, in the state of New Hampshire, it is completely legal to buy and sell Bitcoin. But my co-hosts, yourself included, are currently being held, one of which is still in jail, but currently being held on bond for just this. Has the state of New Hampshire stepped up and said, hey, federal government, you're stepping beyond your bounds? Not for a second, and they're not going to. So don't imagine for a second that for a moment, for like don't take the breath
I don't,
it takes.
No,
you've
Mark.
Got a limited period of time here on the planet. Stop arguing for the state of New Hampshire, for God's sake. There's nothing that great about it.
Let me clarify the situation. I don't expect or want the state of New Hampshire to do anything, but the people of New Hampshire reaching them with the ideas, that is the valuable part. That is the valuable part. Not getting some district attorney for the state of New Hampshire to stand up and say, hey, no, federal government, you can't do that. It's to get the people of the state of New Hampshire to hear these ideas and say, you know what? That is wrong. That is backward.
You know, this sounds like to me, Aria, it sounds like everybody else who's ever started a Move Here project. Now, I'm not saying New Hampshire and the Free State Project and the Great Freedom Migration hasn't been the most successful thing going. But what I'm telling you is that at some point, and that point is going to be in the very near future, moving to New Hampshire is going to be silly compared to moving out of the United States to some other locale for more freedom.
Well, maybe for people who can leave the United States, that's a possibility.
I hear you. And, you know, I want the very best for those that cannot. That's for sure.
The problem with moving out of the country is you're faced with a lot of other changes in your life. And most people are not going to do that for that reason.
What kind of things are you talking about specifically?
Well, you have to change your language. You have to change, your relatives are going to be left back in the United States for the most part, unless you have close connections with another foreign country. Every aspect of your life is going to be different.
I mean, I realize I'm unique, or maybe not unique, but rare in that regard, and that, you know, I don't really care if I never see my relatives again. But I do have friends in New Hampshire who could not be persuaded to move to, you know, the Yucatan Peninsula or whatever territory in the world Mark is gallivanting off to this week. Some of them won't be persuaded to leave.
Oh, and that's always the case, though. I mean, the Free State Project got its number, the 20,000 liberty-loving individuals to move to one state. Some people think it was some kind of science and magic that that Jason Sorens did. He just said, okay, what's half of the current rolls of the Libertarian Party? 40,000? Okay, 20,000 people need to move to one state. And that state needs to be one of the bottom quarter of states as far as size goes. Okay, here we go. Sure. Here's the list. Vote on them. I mean,
and I mean, it's been relatively successful. We do, in fact, have a free stater, a state rep, who is going to introduce secession legislation into the House of Representatives. It won't go anywhere. That's true, Mark. However, all of the papers, all of these news outlets in New Hampshire, all of these talk radio stations in New Hampshire, they will suddenly talk about the ideas of secession. And all of the people reading those papers and hearing those papers will suddenly hear the idea. The more they hear it, the less crazy it will seem.
Texas has been talking about secession for as long as I've been alive. It's been part of the Texas Constitution that it's the only state in the Union that can secede. And Texas is about the most fiercely independent state in the world. I mean, like, these people are fiercely in, you know, nationalistic of their own flag. And I'm from Texas. It doesn't matter whether they're from Beaumont or El Paso. They're like, I'm from Texas. Texas is the best. And they still haven't seceded either.
Yeah, well, they're not galvanized by the ideas of freedom and, you know, not.
Neither is New Hampshire. You may have 5,000 out of 1.4 million. Please.
Well, Mark, you're trying to persuade someone to leave New Hampshire who legally can't leave the country.
I'm not trying to persuade you. I'm trying to persuade you to stop trying to get people to move there.
I have yet to say at any point for people to move to New Hampshire.
When? We were talking about getting people to move to New Hampshire. That's how we started this.
I didn't say anything about moving to New Hampshire. I said I wanted to see New Hampshire secede. More coming up here, arguing with Aria and Mark. It's
the way things are going these days. Do you ever ask yourself, when is the other shoe going to drop? The warning signs are everywhere. The next big danger is food shortages. That's why Americans are learning to be self-reliant and getting their emergency long-term food storage from My Patriot Supply. We're America's trusted leader in emergency preparedness. Over the past decade, My Patriot Supply has served millions of families and helped them prepare. Our delicious meal kits average 2,000 calories per day and stay fresh in storage up to 25 years. This is reliable food that will be there when disasters strike. And with the way things are going, you should grab some now. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com, order a starter kit for each member of your family, and we'll ship everything quickly and discreetly to your door. Don't wait and scramble with the masses when the news breaks. Instead, prepare today for what's coming. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.